on, might be for sale. Gold was enthusiastic, commenting at a board meeting that this has big potential outside the U.S. Fox Family had been on the block 4 years before, in 1997, when Disney could have bought the channel, but not the programming, for $2 billion. But Eisner had dismissed the possibility because the cable channel had an ongoing deal to air Christian evangelizer Pat Robertson's The 700 Club, repugnant to the secular Eisner. Since then, Fox Family had made significant strides, overtaking the Disney Channel in Europe with its 1993 hit series Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. But Fox Family's main appeal to Disney wasn't so much the Power Rangers and other programming owned by the channel, as it was the channel's wide distribution and the opportunity to repurpose programming that had already aired or been produced for the ABC network. Just as the SoapNet channel had allowed ABC to rerun its daytime soap operas, Fox Family could be used to amortize the high cost of network programming by providing another broadcast outlet, another source of revenue. The channel could rerun established ABC programs. It could also be a development laboratory, airing new programming that, if successful, could then move to ABC. When Strategic Planning ran the numbers, they found it easy to project 20% annual growth rates, even before taking into account Disney's vastly superior marketing and economies of scale. Indeed, the strategy seemed so foolproof that no one at ABC itself was consulted about the possible acquisition, even though, strategically, it would be vitally important to ABC. Eisner did mention the possible deal to Gold, who was a close friend of Saban. "Can I be helpful?" Gold volunteered. "I know Saban very well. I can get you there." Eisner said he'd appreciate that. "Just give me the numbers," Gold suggested. "I can be a messenger." Eisner said he'd get back to him. A few days later, Eisner called. "He wants $5.5 billion, he said of Saban. "I can't get there. I can go to $5 billion, but not $5.5. "Should I see if that gets a response?" Gold asked. "Yeah, why don't you?" Late the following night, Gold met Saban at his house in Beverly Hills. "We can go north of $5 billion, but not $5.5, he said. Saban was noncommittal. But the next day, when he spoke to colleagues, he could barely contain his glee. The next morning, Gold briefed Eisner. "Talk to Iger and Murphy," Eisner urged. When Gold reached Iger, Iger said there would have to be a caveat to any offer. Fox Family had bought the rights to most Major League Baseball games, a liability that was estimated to cost $700 million over the remaining life of the contract. Bornstein and others at ESPN thought the deal was grossly overpriced, considering that most games aired in the afternoon when the potential audience for baseball was small. The deal had proved a huge financial drain for Fox. Iger told Gold that Saban should understand that Disney's offer for something over $5 billion contained the proviso that Disney would not assume the Major League Baseball contract. If so, it would have to cut the price by $1 billion. So Gold called Saban. "Just so there's no misunderstanding, if we have to eat the baseball deal, we're $1 billion lower. Saban was silent. Then he said,